Well, hello everybody, this is Monty. It's going to be March 17th here real soon. Pardon me. And I was actually inspired to do this audio boom mainly as a result of hearing something that my friend Melissa just did, Morning Underscore Song. She was commenting in a recent audio boom of hers that she was having issues opening apps with Siri. And I will give you a perfect example of that. She got a slightly different response than I did. I have two phones here. I have an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 6 Plus. Two different carriers and two different phones. Well, I'm recording this on my iPhone 6, and I'm going to do my little demo here on the iPhone 6 Plus. I have an app called Wells Fargo, which is the banking app for Wells Fargo, the bank, you know. I have the app because I bank there, and it's clearly on my phone. I mean, if I go to my page 2, I'm going to show you this right now. I'm going to go over here, page 2, and hopefully you can hear this okay. And I'm going to go down to the last row of apps on this page.
Wells Fargo.
See, there's Wells Fargo right there. You clearly hear it, Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, see? Wells Fargo. My sister's here watching me as well, so check this out. Okay.
Wells Fargo.
It's right there, Wells Fargo. Can't miss it. Right there on the second page. Now, so manually opening, it's no problem. But let's make Siri do the work because, you know, she's in our phones. She's supposed to be able to do it, right? Here you go. Let's just have Siri kindly open the app, the traditional way that I always do it, which is like this. Open Wells Fargo.
I don't understand. Open Wells Fargo.
Now, did you hear that? You don't understand Open Wells Fargo? How could you not understand Open Wells Fargo? It's right there on the phone. There's no... Oh, you think that's funny. Check this out. This is, my sister's already kind of had a dress rehearsal of this because I showed it to her, but I'm going to do it again. Here's something else you'll find interesting. This is a slightly different response than what Melissa was getting, but here, let's check this out. You know the app iTunes and the iTunes Store and all that. Let's do this. Yeah, it comes with the phone, built into every single iPhone since, well, the first one, I think. So watch this. iTunes Store. In my case, it happens to be on the far right of the second page of apps. It's right up, not there, right there. It might be a little fast for you, but it's right there on top right, right there, iTunes Store. You heard that. Okay, now, let's have Siri open this thing. We'll be very nice to her like we always are. Open iTunes Store.
Selected.
Oh, now it's going to work. Okay. I did that a few minutes ago when it said, you don't seem to have an app called iTunes Store.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe that was on my iPhone 6 that I couldn't do that. It's weird. Some of these apps will open on the 6. Some of them will not. So, Wells Fargo doesn't open on either phone.
Oh, wow.
You know, but some of them, you know, make no sense. Like, open Wells Fargo.
I don't know what you mean by open Wells Fargo.
How could you not know what I mean, okay? How the hell could you not know what I mean? Oh, man. Now, I wonder if this works. Let's see. What if I do, let me pick another app that I have. Let's see. Open Dropbox. It opens Dropbox just fine. Okay, it's got a mind of its own, I swear to God. What else can I try and open? Let's see, out of the apps that I have. Let's see, how about, let's see, I'm trying to think of other, it has a mind of its own, I swear to God. Let's try Navigon, that's a good app, I like that app. Let's see, it's a navigation app that I have for getting places. Open Navigon.
Don't you have GPS though?
It uses GPS. It opens Navigon, no problem at all.
Wow.
So it's working sort of, kind of. But again, if I try Wells Fargo, which is clearly on my phone, open Wells Fargo. Clear enough for you?
I don't know what you mean by open Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh. You don't know what I mean, huh? Now watch this. I did this.
Double tap to open.
Here, watch this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it this way. And I bet this will work because I tried this the other day and it worked. Let's see what happens if I do this. Open app Wells Fargo. And that brings up Wells Fargo.
Oh, my God.
Since when did the command change? But the command hasn't changed. Other apps still open the same way. So I am confused. A little bit different response than what Melissa was getting, but I thought I would show that because that is so weird.
Just put that on Facebook.
Oh, I'm putting it on Twitter, which will go to Facebook. Just amazing. So anyway, what do you guys think of this? What drugs is Siri taking tonight?
Does that happen often? Or?
It happens from time to time. Here. Siri, am I drunk?
I really can't say.
Well, there you go. At least she's still got her wits about her. Siri, are you drunk?
I can't answer that.
Yeah, I figures you can't answer that. You can't even tell me it will open Wells Fargo. So, let's see. Yeah. Open music. Yep, opens up music just fine. It seems like it's only having the problem with Wells Fargo so far. Now, what happens if I do iTunes? Just if I say open iTunes, let's see. Open iTunes.
Which of these would you like? iTunes Store or Music?
iTunes Store. And it's going to work just fine. Yep, there it goes. Yep, it comes up just fine. I don't get this thing. I'm trying to make it like misbehave on more than just the Wells Fargo app because it's here and the phone should recognize. Let's see. Open Compass. There's an app I never use.
Allow Compass to access your location.
Oh, why not? Sure. In other words, it worked. So as you see, it worked. My phone is currently pointed at 65 degrees, which is a northeast heading. I wonder if I could use this thing to fly as a pilot. That'd be kind of fun. Anyway. All right, enough of this. I'm going to, like, stop this and, like, let you, what would cause that? That's just, it only seems to be happening with the Wells Fargo app, but on the iPhone 6, I have other issues for opening apps. Like, I can't even open iTunes Store, which is really weird. And it gives the same response that Melissa does, which is, you don't seem to have an app called iTunes Store. Never mind that it's already on the phone. Do you want me to look for it? Yeah, go figure. What the hell? Siri is losing her intelligence. I don't know. Anyway, take care.